from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We'll play some starters. We won't play others. That would be the strategy, is just where guys are at. You know, there's jobs to be won, and then there's to really evaluate all the jobs at stake. You end up prioritizing certain aspects of your team and getting game reps for the guys that haven't played in games as much. So for a majority of the starters, today's a very big practice, because some of them won't play. There will be some that do, but that's just kind of how I look at it overall, case by case, but trending that way.
All right, that was Mike McDaniel at Tampa Bay practice yesterday, that joint practice, the last one, the camp closer officially for home and road, as it's about this last preseason game. You heard apparently a little surprised. Mike is going to play some of the starters that haven't had very much work. And how do you have work when everybody's always hurt on this team? And some guys are having really good practices and get hurt at the end of a practice with a great opportunity. This Eric Ezekama story yesterday is just another example. Here's a guy in a great situation, Tyreek Hill basically out, Jalen Waddle out. When I say it, I mean they're fine, but we won't be seeing them until Jacksonville. Odell Beckham Jr., I don't know, looks great out there, standing. And River Craycraft is out, and we know he's going to be out for a while, for a long time. So there's potentially your top four guys. So now it's a great opportunity to go deep into the wide receiver room and have a chance to make the friggin' team and get a lot of playing time. And not just make the team, but yeah, get a chance to be the 3 or 4 receiver. And Eric Ezekama is having this great practice, catching the ball. Tua's going to him. Tua looks around the room and goes, well, it's Eric time now, man. You know, because you're going to throw to your top guys out there. The top Berrios getting a lot of balls thrown to him. You're going to guys' experience that you think have a chance to win in these practices, especially against Tampa Bay's top guys defensively. And what happens? He limps off at the end of the practice, injured, and limps off the field. So usually that means he's a little banged up and is going to be sore. So now I don't know if he plays Friday night. And I got to be honest with you, Nobody needs a frontline game more Friday night than Eric Ezekama. Nobody. Got a nice teaser in game two, but you're going to be playing against Tampa Bay's number one guys in this preseason game, especially early in that game. Nobody needs to be out on the field more, and hopefully is, than Eric Ezekama. I mean, he literally, that three spot is open. Now, I'm with a lot of people that think that three spot's going to turn over to a tight end, potentially Jonnu Smith and some other guys who, by the way, Jonnu Smith continues to be a big part of the offense and going more and more to him, and Mike McDaniel's calling his name more, Frank Smith's calling his name more, the offensive coordinator to get him more involved. Everybody's getting more comfortable, more confident with him out there. But it's incredible. Then we've had some other guys that we kind of thought early on, Benito Jones, defensive nose tackle. Got to have one big guy in this offense, in this defensive line. One big guy around that center that can hold things up. He's been out like 4 or 5 weeks. How long's that guy been out? Kind of got off to a nice start, and then he's been injured. Really, really frustrating. I'm trying not to read into it too much because there's a lot of time off, and you actually have a bye week now in the new 17-game schedule. You get a week off between the final cut week, which is this weekend, and then when you get ready to start against Jacksonville at home. So you have some time off, but my God, it's just, and I get it, man. You're nicked up at all. You're not practicing. I get it. But the list that continues to come out, and our writers do a great job of did not practice today, and writes them, not sure what this is about. Javon Holland hasn't practiced in a few weeks. I mean, there's a lot of guys. A lot of guys that you're really counting on. I hope they're okay. And by the way, the biggest tease stands out there all the time is Odell Beckham Jr. He is the tease of teases. Stands and looks great standing next to Waddle and Hill. Looks great. They need him. And make no mistake about it, they brought him in here. They had discussions before they signed him with him and his agent. We want you to come here and be the number three receiver, period. The only problem is we haven't seen him. I've never heard of signing a guy and he goes, hey, you know, I'd love the job. I think I'm going to take it. I've had some different places interested in me, but I think I'm going to go ahead. But I want to let you know, you won't see me at all in the offseason. I won't do any work and I'll miss all of camp. Okay. That sounds good. That's a good start for the old number three receiver. So they're looking at that, and hey, there was some good stuff out there yesterday. Obviously, the Chop Robinson, you're going to see his name all over everything, and going against Tristan Wirfs, who's a really good tackle, just got a big fat contract from Tampa Bay here in the last month or so, and doing a nice job out there. There were some guys that did have and took advantage of it yesterday. But, yeah, here we go. We got a game tomorrow night. We'll be driving up here today to Tampa Bay. And, folks, we got a lot of football getting ready to kick off. You know, we haven't talked much about it. It's been real quiet in Coral Gables, but I call the bye week here for the NFL. I call it Florida Gator Miami Hurricane Week is what I call it. They're going to go at it up in Gainesville. I can't wait. Can't wait to see. Have no idea what to expect. All I know is the Canes have upgraded and have the best talent they've had in a long, long time. That's what I know because I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen it, and then I look and I go, okay, I know they're really good on the O-line. Ooh, man, they're really good on the D-line. Okay. Ooh, they got all their top receivers back, their top two guys back, and they've added some more. Plus, they've got some really young, talented guys. This Trader kid is ridiculous. So I'm looking around, and, you know, everybody's got their favorite guys, okay, we're okay there. Tight ends check. Look good. Good there. And so running back, your first and second running back, they're both 230-pound guys that really can run. So you're looking at that. And Cam Ward, one of the top guys from the West Coast, from Washington State. How good is he, man? Everybody has just been raving about him. He looks great in practice. How good is he going to be against the Florida Gators? Because that's a big test. And that's what people are going to look at. All right, you got a lot of money. Let's be honest. You got paid a lot of money. You wanted to come here. You looked at everything and said, this is the best fit for you. And you're here now. Now we find out if all the hype is legit with Cam Ward and the time he's put in with his receivers and his backs and all the different things he can do. And when things, nobody's open, he can take off and run for 8 or 10 yards and make plays happen. And defensively, I mean, we used to complain about the D-line and linebackers. Man, they are loaded. They are loaded. They are almost too deep on that D-line. He's probably not going to be able to play all his pass rushers as much as he wants, including guys that were some of the best in the country coming out of high school. So you've got a really good situation. The defensive secondary cannot have broken coverages and need to play well. Can't give up big plays. Can't have broken coverages and just can't give up big plays. You know, they're going to catch the football. Don't get me wrong. I think they've got some really talented guys. One of the guys, when I go out there, that I've seen is the best is Pau Kid, to play safety from Washington, is really, really good. Porter and Brown, American Heritage Plantation guys, got a lot of experience now. They've played. So they've got some guys back there that can play. Honestly, I didn't think the safeties played great last year. By the way, it wasn't just me. A lot of people's going, no, they're going to miss those two safeties. I got to be honest with you. Did you see where they got drafted, those two safeties? Did you see where they got drafted? Everybody's making a big deal. And, yeah, they played a lot of football. But, hey, man, it was time. It was time, and we'll see what happens. What happens now with this thing? But look, and got if it's close game, he got maybe the best field goal kicker, one of the two or three best field goal kickers in college football. Hell, I'm already looking. I'm calling around town to see if there's a third brother as good as the first two. So yeah, it's a good situation now. Does it come together? How far along are they in camp? It's quiet. I'm glad we're not hearing about everything except feature stories about everybody. I really am. And I just want to see them go up to Gainesville and get a win. That's all. Nothing against Gator fans that listen to us in the morning. But, yeah, everybody wants to see it. Or is it going to be a tough loss? You get sloppy, you turn the ball over late in the game, and you lose in a close game. Is it going to be that? Or is it going to be a same old problem pops up of giving up big plays in the secondary and broken coverages and for somebody doesn't cover a crossing route and late hits and stupid penalties? Hopefully all that stuff's gone, man. Hopefully all that stuff is gone and this team looks around the room and goes, damn, if we play together, we got an ass-kicking team that's got a chance. Everybody knows. I mean, it's no secret. Everybody nationally is saying, you know. And you know what everybody says? All right, Mario is as good as anybody in the country in the offseason. Now Mario and his coaching staff, we have to see how they do as a coaching staff once the season starts. Now we got to find out. He's loaded it back up. There's plenty of groceries now. Everybody can eat and eat right. Everybody. And I'm talking not about, you know, leftover hot dogs, man. I'm talking about really good fillets and everything else, all your favorites, man. They've got them, and he has done an unbelievable job of a combination of really good recruiting classes and really good players in that transfer portal. Really, really good players. So it's right around the corner, man. Two weeks, we'll be talking. Excuse me. To 1 week, we'll be talking a little more than a week already. Damn, Woody. And then 2 weeks, we'll be talking about getting the season started. 2 weeks from tonight, Ravens and Chiefs. How about that? 2 weeks from tonight, and tell me they didn't get a sexy matchup right off the bat. Baltimore going to Kansas City. Of course, everybody knows that the team that wins it all gets the Thursday night game, and then you find somebody good to play him. But Lamar,
Yeah, couldn't have picked a better one.
Oh,
right?
Lord.
Best quarterbacks in football, you make the case.
You talk about big numbers and getting after it. And, hey, 2 weeks from this Sunday, the Dolphins, not too shabby either. Jacksonville's coming to town with Trevor, and they love their team. And, you know, they're going to be their healthiest, and we're going to be hopefully our healthiest, and everybody will be back. So everybody wants to know, like, these injuries. My God, man, guys don't play. They're out there. We see them all standing there. They got glasses on at night and everything. And I'm like, yeah, man, I'd like to think that a lot of those guys could play if it was an actual game and not a practice. And so we're going to find out how healthy they are. I'm giving them benefit of the doubt. Mike won't play a guy that's nicked up a lot, and giving you just a little bit of McMorris also, the rookie out of Cal that was drafted. He went off the field, limped off the field yesterday too. So, and he needs to play, man. To be honest, that guy needs to play. He's another guy. Hey, we're not talking about you like the other draft picks. You need to play if you can. If there's any way and they go, nah, we're going to sit you out, you go, no, I need to play. No, I need to play. I need to go a little old school. I may need, if I got a chance to be active versus practice squad, I think I need to play. I think it's important I play. I think I need to be out there. By the way, biggest opening week in Broward County history for high school football, with all these national teams either already here, coming in today. Some of them came in last night. We'll talk to Larry Bluestein about that and some of the matchups. And I got to say something, and it's not a Debbie Downer, but our top teams may take a step back from what they were a year ago. And you're going, oh, what do you mean? I'm just saying, we'll see. First of all, St. Thomas playing a much more difficult schedule. I haven't seen St. Thomas play a schedule like this ever, to be honest, ever, with what they're doing. And they're playing everybody, including one of the best teams in the country in Gorman, who might be the best team in the country. They won the national championship, and they have everybody back except the running back and tight end that's going to be starting for the Miami Hurricanes as a true freshman. He's going to be playing a lot. But great games coming up. Central and Lakeland at Trask Powell. Oh, my God. Lakeland's won 30 games in a row. I mean, you got some great stuff. St. John's Bosco, you can go on and on. Teddy and Northwestern, who looked really, really good, going to play Coconut Creek. And Coconut Creek, you better strap it up, man. That Northwestern team, maybe not getting enough love here the last couple of weeks. All right. We're running a little bit late, getting all fired up here, man, at every level of football we have coming up. So we'll have all that stuff. We'll be talking about that. Blue will join us this morning. Bo will join us. He'll be on the call for CBS Friday night with Goldie. We'll talk to Bo a little bit about some of the things we're just talking about. And guys, jobs, as you heard Coach talking about, some jobs still open, including those rookie free agents, man. I got a gut feeling one of those rookie free agents is going to be on this 53 roster, man. 53-man roster. Somebody's going to make it. Tell you what, let's start the morning with a little Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T. I hate talking about it, but I know a lot of guys around my age group get up early in the morning, get going. You're already on the road a little bit, and I want to get into your personal life a little bit. I'm not talking you specifically, but let's be honest. As you get older, it kicks in. You're tired all the time. You start to get a little moody. You don't feel like doing stuff as much. Hey, can we just take it easy tonight? My God, I'm exhausted. I had a long week. Well, that long week might have something to do with low T and stress you're talking about and all that stuff. And with low T comes ED. That's a problem. And by the way, the reason I'm talking about it, I had both. I had a bad. Not a little bit, a lot. Low T and ED. Sex drive's gone. My wife, and I don't usually tell people, my wife was making excuses. Well, you're probably just tired tonight, and you're stressed. You got a lot on your mind. Did you have a few drinks? And yes, yes, and yes, but damn, this is bad. I want to do something about it, and maybe you do too. I knocked it out quickly, and Atlantic Men's Clinic, I tell those guys thank you. When I see them, I go, thank you. Program you put me on, I wasn't real excited about talking to you guys about my problems of ED and low T, to be honest. But, man, I did set up that first appointment schedule, a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider. Their team is really, really good of people that have seen it all, man. A T and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. Find out what your levels are at. Find out about everything you've got going on after you tell them, and bam, you're in business. So that first appointment's really important. Please set it up. They have six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I kind of alluded to it with Jalen Waddle back at home, but there's certain situations where you're in training camp and you're practicing, and you know Tyreek could practice today. However, there's also times that because of the timing of where their bodies are at, kind of puts them at risk to get further injury, and so it's really from a medical standpoint. You're just trying to let something cool down so you don't have something happen at the expense of regular season games. So he's been very active, but we're trying to make sure there's nothing. We keep him out of harm's way.
All right, that was Mike McDaniel, one of many sound bites from yesterday from the coach. You're probably getting to be a little bit like me. Just be healthy for that opener in against Jacksonville at home. Coming up 2 weeks from this Sunday, just be healthy for that game and happy. It's incredible the amount of injuries. Incredible in the new NFL, and I know it's not just here. We read and we see everybody shorthanded and you have changed your plans for preseason games and joint practices got canceled because teams were too banged up at certain positions. Saw the Dolphins had to play the wide receiver at running back. Hell, they signed two more guys just for this week getting set up. So, yeah, a lot of A lot of frustration, and yet Mike came out and said, hey, I'm going to play some of the starters that need a little work that haven't been out there. If they're healthy, I'm gonna play a few of these guys and get them a little playing time. I know they made it real clear that Tyreek Hill was fine. Whatever happened to him was at practice when he got a little banged up here early in a practice. But Jaylen Waddle's been out for a while now. Whatever the problem is, I don't know how long it's been, but a couple weeks it seems like. Odell Beckham, we haven't seen it all. Still the strangest one of all. We signed a guy that's injured the whole offseason and now is going to miss – well, he missed officially as of today. Camp's over. He missed all of camp. He didn't practice at all. And River Craycraft is one of those great stories, having a great camp and came in and was a go-to guy and open and makes a nice catch on a fade route in the end zone, and he gets hurt. And he's going to be out a while. So then yesterday, if you're just joining us, Eric Ezekama, who, by the way, it's just been a great opportunity for him, a 2022 fourth-round pick, and he's been banged up a lot over the last couple years. So now he gets a chance. He shows up. He's been really out, not done much, but shows up last week, looked great, looked fresh legs, really moved around, had a nice preseason game. And so he's running with the ones yesterday. I mean, you know, when all these guys get hurt, man, everybody moves up the ladder there. And he's having this great practice, catching the ball all over the field and going, man, this guy is the biggest receiver they have. He looks great. He's moving around. Still a young guy. And he limps off the field in the last couple of minutes of the practice. He limps off. So, here we go. Benito Jones, he's been out. Nose tackle, you're counting on. The one guy they go, we got a nose tackle to play next to Sealer and Calais Campbell. We got him. We got big Benito Jones, 335, 340 pounds. Got a lot of starts, played a lot of football with the Lions. He was with us, yes, the same guy. But now we get him back, and he's been out a friggin' month plus. And yesterday he was out again. So I got a little injury frustration, and I'm like, hold on, Joe. This is when Joe talks to Joe, like, Joe, calm down, man, calm down. It doesn't count. All that matters is those guys are ready to go the Tuesday of the Jacksonville game. That's all that matters. It's all that matters. Nobody's going to remember camp at all. And you're right. You're right. But I sure would like a little bit of a teaser, like you're productive and you're healthy. I'd like to see it a little bit, but has not happened so far. Not very much, man. Not very much at all. So it's been a little frustrating. By the way, this is totally off. Hey, Woody, did you see this? You got me into the J-Lo stuff yesterday. They did a breakdown. This is when it's bad. She's out of my league, first of all. No shot. We wouldn't laugh. First of all, I couldn't afford her, so you could start with that. But they added up the cost of all her engagement rings. It was one of the funniest things I've seen. So A-Rod spent $1.4 million. He didn't even marry her. He just was engaged. Ben, who's got his own problems. Ben's got some demons. There's no question about it. They're saying he spent $2.5 million on his ring for J-Lo. And Mark Anthony, the original of this whole thing that she had the kids with, he spent $4 million. Woody, and then the other guys, like the dancers and some of the guys that obviously looked good but didn't have any money, that worked in the business. Now, these aren't cheap, don't get me wrong. They spent $100,000 each on their rings. They had a breakdown of all these guys. And, you know, I don't know. Last time I checked, I've never seen any of my friends that got their engagement ring back. Like, hey, it's not working out. Here it is. Take it back. You know, the women, they keep it, right? Or they throw it away or whatever they do. Or check, right? Give it back to a jewelry store. They buy it back or something. I don't know what they do. But, damn, J-Lo's made a lot of money on engagement rings. Not that she needs it. She's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. But
I knew you were following this thing.
I was, man, but yesterday.
I brought that up in the headlines like you hadn't seen it. Come on.
No, I knew. Well, it's all over the place. You know, Ben's not interested in J-Lo, and J-Lo's off. He said he needed her privacy, and J-Lo can't, like, do anything without a camera crew with her to shoot it for documentaries. And
why do these people get married is my question.
I don't know, man.
They're married for 2 years, basically, right? Like,
hell, even my first one lasted longer than that.
Yeah, why do you keep getting married? Like, at some point, don't you just be like, all right, let's stop doing this, because then it becomes a whole process to get out of it?
I'm a new school thinker. Like, I don't know why you can't just live together. And I've tried that with every woman I've dated. Like, hey, why don't we just live together?
Well, I know some guys that are like that, that don't want to get married. They don't believe in it or whatever.
It's just, man.
I mean, if you know you're going to be with her for a while, like, I don't know, that's whatever. It's, you know, I don't know what the difference is there, but like with these celebrities, it's like you guys are breaking up every couple of years.
Yeah, I don't think everybody thought that J-Lo and Ben, when they were doing the percentages of this thing working, I don't think they're very high. It was kind of like the Patriots going to a Super Bowl this year. It just weren't a lot of people buying into that could happen. But, man, I got a kick. I was like, damn, can you imagine that? Just grabbing A-Rod, Ben, and Mark Anthony's rings and taking them somewhere and going, hey, what are you going to give me for these? I just want to dump them. I've decided I'm going to buy me a nice little pad for around $8 million. That's what I'm going to get for these things. Good God almighty. Wow, you cannot make that stuff up early in the morning. We're right around the corner, folks. We are rolling along here, and we'll get through this preseason game and all of them starting tonight and tomorrow. And then it is 53-man roster, and then it is getting ready for the opener before you know it. There is a little bye week in there, and with the bye week, we now call that the Canes Gators week. That's coming up. Canes will be traveling up. A lot of people I know going up there. A lot of people still looking for tickets for that game. And so that should be fun, man. I'm looking forward to an off week of watching college football. And to see what the Gators are going to look like, see what the Canes are going to look like. And by the way, we're going to get a chance to see Florida State, too. Florida State's going to kick this thing off with Georgia Tech this week. How about that?
Any thoughts on that one? That line moved another point. 10.5.
I'm not betting against Florida State.
Okay.
They haven't lost, except for when they had their whole team working out for the NFL.
They got a different team here, so.
Yeah. You're right.
A little bit of a different team, different quarterback.
A lot of new
those
faces.
Receivers are gone.
Yeah,
that's going to be the top guy for the Bills.
They lost a running back. No, they lost one good player everywhere. Pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
They're loaded on their defensive line. A lot of people think it's one of the two or three best defensive lines in the country. And I would not bet against Florida State. Why would you bet against them? No matter what,
wow,
they were undefeated a year ago.
Solely for entertainment purposes.
For entertainment purpose? You mean gambling?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why I'm saying.
All right. You betting against Florida State?
I would like to take Georgia Tech, but I mean, can you imagine if Georgia Tech pulls it off? Wins that game outright? It'd be a fun Monday.
I just think Florida State would have to turn the ball over 3 or 4 times for that to happen.
They'd have to get out of the conference immediately. They lost that game. Come on.
Ooh, that'd be a bad Florida State loss. That'd be a bad Florida State loss for sure. No question about that. Hey, Woody, we've got a lot of stuff coming up. Larry Bluestein going to join us this morning. Kim Bocamper is going to be with it. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk is going to be with us. So we got a lot of football stuff. A lot of football stuff. We got our high school football. Games that count starting this week. Games that count. We'll get caught up with everything with Larry Bluestein. And, boy, South Florida has jumped into the national market and playing out of South Florida, playing some really good teams, including a lot of South Florida teams, playing some of the best teams in the state, including a game we've got coming up. So that's going to be fun. Central and Lakeland. Lakeland has won 30 straight games. It's like the old days, man, with the Pouncey brothers were at Lakeland, how good they were. They're doing that again. All right. We got to take a break here. We got a lot of business to get to. We got a lot of stuff on the plate this morning as well. We got a lot more Dolphin stuff. We'll check in with Bo at 8 o'clock this morning. He's been up in Tampa Bay for a couple of days getting ready for the TV broadcast tomorrow night as well. Right now, I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealer, man. Suburbans and Tahoes. Tahoe got it all ready to go for the trip up to Tampa Bay. Along with Jimmy Cephalo, we're going to be traveling Tahoe style and then the Traverse to the Trailblazer and Equinox, a Blazer. Right over to Silverado Trucks, man. Silverado Trucks, boy, I'll tell you what, our number one seller for a reason. Strong, durable trucks, and it's like they made a lot of different trucks that are absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. A lot of people, they get up in the morning, listen to us, they work out of a truck. That's how they make a living. They need that truck. They need supplies in the back of that truck to get jobs done, and a lot of people that have Silverado trucks work 5, 6, 7 days a week. And you need something durable as you are, man, that's willing to work and not break down. And Silverado trucks do it better than anybody, whether it's a full-time working truck or still needs room for the family. We got them for you, man. New and used with low mileage. Hey, things at your South Florida Chevy dealers have never looked better than they do right now. And if you haven't been to a South Florida Chevy dealer, we've got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. We also have qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado models. We've got them all for you. Chevrolet together. Let's drive.
All right, let's get your weather. It's brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 81 degrees, partly clouding, a peak at 88. And here's a shocker, Joe. Rain is possible after noon today.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, very surprising news.
So,
it's been raining every day recently.
It was humid, then coming home, it poured. Humid playing tennis. Got the workout in, it delayed long enough, but then on the way home, you look up and you're going, oh boy, out west is getting pounded, Woody, getting pounded pretty good. They're just showing the 49ers on TV as we're getting closer to all the storylines of everything. And of course, 49ers have had some really good football teams. Do the 49ers feel a little bit like Buffalo? Like they've been there a few times, real close, and they lose. They lost a lot closer though, man. But
they're a bad, you know, blitz pickup away.
Well, so
right. I mean,
well,
like
you think anybody's gonna remember
rusher,
that
one pass rusher? Away
okay,
from
you, let me tell you. Let me tell you something.
Wide open in the end zone.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something here. Let me just tell you about this, that one play you remember. 3 years from now, all you're going to remember is Mahomes won a Super Bowl, okay. And you'll forget who they even played.
You get very worked up over this, but you asked me like how close they've been. I mean, that's literally how close they were. They were one look away from winning a Super Bowl.
Boy, you got to take advantage
Mahomes
when you get there.
Mahomes ripped their guts out twice, man.
And
Super Bowl.
Look at Buffalo. I know we had dinner with Jim Kelly. We're going, Jim, man, what you guys did was amazing. You know, you win four, and he's like, he looks at you like, funny. Like, nobody remembers. Like, everybody talks about us going to the Super Bowl 4 straight years and losing to a whole bunch of different teams, including Dallas and San Francisco. And, you know, and so he doesn't take it as, yeah, you were the best team in the AFC 4 straight years. And he realized, he stops and he goes, oh, I know why you guys are saying that, because you guys went 17-19 and you came up short and went to an AFC championship game and lost in there. So you just, and I remember everybody going, oh, Jim Kelly will go back to another one. Dan Marino will go back to another one. And then you don't freaking get back. And the next thing you know, you haven't been back in 40-something years. You better take advantage, man, when you get the good team put together, because you can't just keep putting good teams together. Guys get too expensive. You got to start getting rid of guys. They don't live up to their contracts. They get injured. They don't play at the same level. And, boy, and that's why I threw Buffalo, the two Buffaloes, the Jim Kelly Buffalo Bills that were really good and dominated the AFC and came up short. Should have won one, right, against the Giants. Miss a field goal that cost them in Tampa, actually, of all places, and where we're going. And then Josh Allen's Buffalo team. I think that, you know, they've been fairly close. Don't get me wrong. They've had home field in all these games.
Same problem the 49ers have had. They ran into Mahomes.
And they got Mahomes, too. Everybody's getting Mahomes. Problems.
Texas says, bad comparison. 49ers have multiple Super Bowl wins. The Bills have zero. I think you just want to throw in that the Bills have zero.
Oh, no. But I'm just talking about in recent years. You're right.
I know.
No, he's right.
I think
he
just wanted to throw that in.
Back in the 80s and the 90s, they did. They
were not really.
Steve Young and Joe Montana.
To talk about, you know, by the lack of success. But
I know him very well. Steve and Joe. I know Steve and Joe. Hey, I played against Steve Young. I tell everybody we played in a regular season game against him at the Orange Bowl. He was playing for Tampa Bay. People forget that Steve Young played for Tampa Bay and wasn't very good till he got in that West Coast offense and took over for Joe Montana. Remember old Joe went, Smoking Joe went to Kansas City. And Steve Young took over. And what's he do? Didn't he come down here and win? Did he win one of his Super Bowls here? I forget the 49ers won a bunch of their Super Bowls down here. I know Joe Montana hit Fred Taylor for the winning touchdown against Cincinnati, and I was thinking maybe they got another one. All right, so bad example if you didn't like it. Thanks for staying on top of it here. But, yeah, you
good effort.
It was a good effort.
With the 49ers, you are right. Like, you'll never see a team get closer to winning one and just have that. And by the way, that was really tough to watch in that receiver thing because they had both of those guys, Kittle and Ayuk, and – man, that was tough to watch. Not Ayuk, Debo Samuel, I'm sorry.
And you got Kittle sitting there going, we will be back.
Yeah,
we will be back.
From the one in Miami.
And
they got back. They got real close.
And I'm like, hey, man, you never know.
If they pick that guy up, it was Chris Jones, right? They pick him up on that rush, and he doesn't get that free rush to the quarterback. He probably makes his second look. He finds Brandon Ayuk wide open in the end zone to win that football game.
Can I tell you, in a couple years, it'll just be called Kansas City won the game. And who'd they beat in that? Who'd they beat in that Super Bowl? Which did they beat? Who? What team?
Yeah, tell that to their offense. They know. I mean, that's heartbreaking stuff, though, man. By the way, the coach made a questionable call at the end of that game to in overtime kick the field goal. You were deep
defense,
in their territory.
Man.
I know they have a good defense. But there's a few guys in history that you probably don't want to give the ball back to with a chance to beat you. Tom Brady comes to mind. And Patrick Mahomes would come to mind. Like
49ers defense.
I think if they could have a do-over, I wonder if they would have just like, all right, let's go for it
49er
here.
49er defense led by Boza.
Good defense, yep.
I think you'd have done the same thing there. I know you're a great second guesser. I think,
man,
in the game you'd have done.
If anyone else is on the other side of that thing, though, man, scary to give that guy the ball. He just always delivers. How many times have we seen that?
Well, thing about that last drive. Here we are talking about this thing, getting ready to start a new season. We're talking now. You got Mahomes.
The end of last season, yeah.
He runs twice.
He did.
He ran twice in that drive for huge plays. And by the way, that game, in my opinion, cost the defensive coordinator his job.
Good point here, 786. Remember, Shanahan should have kicked, not received. They were unaware of the rule change.
That's true.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you can go back in that game, man. But the one play that really stands out is the Ayuk, you know, wide open in the end zone, obviously.
You know what's crazy about it, though? We can sit here and talk about it. A lot of people still think 49ers coach is still one of the two or three best coaches in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Shanahan?
Is he not? I mean, guy's had a lot of success with – I mean, they do have good talent over there, but he's had a lot of success, right?
What do you think Dan Campbell turning that thing around? Where do you rank Dan Campbell? I'm serious. Where do you rank Dan Campbell?
I never thought Dan Campbell would be that successful. He's got his whole guy act.
Everybody remembers Dan Campbell getting too aggressive.
Yeah.
Doing the exact opposite of what you're talking about the 49ers did.
Well, that also cost him. Cost him dearly.
Right. He lost. Bring it up?
But, again, there's got to be middle ground. Like,
stay aggressive. Oh, you're too aggressive.
Like, with Dan Campbell, there has to be middle ground. There has to be like, all right, hey, you can kick a field goal and go up three scores here, or you can go for it for no reason. And, like, you know, eventually that stuff, you keep screwing around with that, the football gods will get you. But
It's hard. I'm sorry. It's hard to second guess the 49ers.
I think it's very, very difficult to coach a football game. I'm not saying it's not, but, you know, that's what we get to do here. We just sit on our asses. We watch the games.
And we second-guess every guy at the end, including all the best coaches in the game.
Isn't that the fun part of football?
Except Andy Reid, who sits back and goes, I got Mahomes and you don't. I got Mahomes and I'm going to beat you.
Tell me you don't love coming in on Monday and you get to watch all those games on Red Zone or whatever, and you get to second-guess all these late-game decisions by these guys.
Yeah, no, that's our business.
And the officials, by the way, too. That's been the new thing.
Oh, yeah, they get killed.
Every Monday.
By the way,
something.
What percentage when you lose a tight ball game
100%.
That your fan base goes to a call by an official 100. And you got screwed by one call?
Sure.
And then sometimes it calls in the second or third quarter.
Yeah,
and that's
sure.
the one it costs us. That call costs us the game. All right,
that's the beauty of the game, man. The human error, right?
Human error. Well, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here. Yeah, the 49ers, man, they better – it looks like they're going to be able to put this thing together, Woody, one more time, man, because everybody seems to think that they're going to get their left tackle and their wide receiver back. And if they do, they're going to have to – by the way, Woody, they don't have those two guys back? I'm not so sure they go deep in the playoffs without those two guys. As crazy as that sounds, one of the best wide receivers and the best left tackle.
I don't know how dynamic their quarterback is. I think Brock Purdy's really good. I think he's a top-tier quarterback, but I don't think he's one of those guys like Mahomes where you could take all his weapons away and he's still going to be really good. That's the issue there.
One guy's at a different level, man. He just is. All right. Now I really got to go to break. Hey, folks, I want to talk to you about my friend Tony Garcia, the insurance guy. Imagine this. Right now, you're healthy, life is good, but then out of nowhere, you get sick. Heart attack, stroke, or worse. Medical bills pile up, and the last thing you need is financial stress. With life insurance that includes living benefits, you can access funds while you're still alive. Never thought you'd be able to do that with life insurance. You can now. Call my friend Tony Garcia. He'll guide you to life insurance coverage that meets your needs. Listen to this one, for an example. A 50-year-old male can get $250,000 term life insurance with living benefits coverage for just $54 a month. A 40-year-old male can get a $500,000 life insurance policy for only $44 a month. A 35-year-old female can get $1 million worth of life insurance with living benefits for just $47 a month. Or get an IUL policy that lets you accumulate cash tax-free, giving you financial cushion for a comfortable retirement. Don't wait until it's too late. Give Tony a call, 305-798-5832. That's Tony Garcia now, 305-798-5832. Yeah, I got to tell you, the insurance guy, Tony Garcia, wants to tell you all about this. He's excited, and he knows you'll like it. Life insurance and a whole lot more, 305-798-5832.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.